This will be his second at bat here.
Leadoff man for TR. His job, get on base for the big guns.
Any way you can. And that's one way, by hitting a base hit to left field. A Rose with a hard hit single to left.
Number three, Jonathan.
And that'll bring up Jonathan Giordano, who in his first at bat hit another one of his big time home runs to the left of us here in what would be right center field near the concession stand. His second of the tournament. And takes a breaking ball there. Good first pitch.
Slow breaking ball.
Yeah. Boy, if you're guessing breaking ball there, that would have been his second home run of the game. Oh, and he swings through another breaking ball. He was fooled that time. He was looking fastball.
You could see the, the situation now. No more fastballs for Mr. Giordano.
Unless he gets him to chase one. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And that's a base hit between second and third. So Giordano does his job with two outs. Does a nice job making contact. Back-to-back singles to open.
The third inning
for Tom's River.
That was another curveball, but that time had too much of the plate on an 0-2 pitch there. That one should have been down low and in the dirt. Instead, he hung it. Giordano lined it to left field.
Brings up the lefty swinging catcher, Connor Sino. He also hit a huge home run in the first win over Holbrook in the district tournament, the game they needed to then force a second game, which they also won with late-inning fireworks. Sino gets maybe a little piece of that one, but the count should be even at 1-1. We're up to 52 pitches for Gallagher.
After that first ball that Gallagher threw, he changed balls. He wanted a new ball, and it's interesting. They only use a couple balls in the Little League games.
Well, Sino gets, that's a call strike. That one from here looked outside.
You know, we got a pretty good view from that, almost like the center field camera.
So Sino now needs to protect that behind an account 1-2. Here's a ball hit to the first baseman who will go unassisted. The runners will advance. Osino does advance the runners.
Smart play.
Rose and Giordano move up to third and second.
Smart play by Greenling that time. He looked at second, you know, to get the force, but he took the sure out. When you're up six runs, you get the sure out.
I agree. That is the right play. And here's Nick DeRose, who's now the pitcher. And as we have said, has hit a pair of two-run homers in this tournament. And he fouls that first pitch off the light pole right by the dugout, the home team dugout, which is Ocean City.
Important to get these two runs across here.
Make a statement that you're
exactly
going to get back in the game.
You have not quit, and you're back in it with two more runs here.
That one bounces in the dirt, but the runners will not be able to advance, being on second and third.
Not a whole lot of room on the backstop. The runners could have attempted to come home that time or go to third, but as Kevin said, played it safe.
That one's low, 2-1. Of course, Nick's dad is Jim DeRose, the third base coach and a coach for this Tom's River team. Had the chance to pat him on twice as he's circled the bases. Not a fastball right down the middle. That one had a little pop on it.
Yeah,
it did. Glove
pop
from here. The count is now even at 2-2. Big out here for Gallagher. DeRose with a ball hit right to the second baseman, who will go to first. Run one will score, but again, the right play. Yeah. Nice job that time.
It's a diving stop, really. He went to his knees to stop that, and
that was Brady, shortstop, did a really nice job, Ed. And again, playing it smart there.
Number 34,
so
Christian Wood.
Rose scores with the second run for Tom's River. Giordano advances to third. And that'll bring up Christian Wood, who was the starting pitcher, now in the game playing first base, right?
Okay, they got one in, so now it's important to get Giordano in.
Giordano needs to be alert on the bases.
Again, a meeting. Gallagher not happy with the catcher's calls there.
So Wood's job here is to they get a base hit and get that run in from third. Get Toms River a little bit closer. That one's fouled behind the first base dugout into the street here at the Morridge Avenue complex.
What is it?
Morridge Avenue is the main street coming in.
Yeah, I think I parked on that street.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. If your car didn't get towed, pitch is low.
I hope not.
Nah.
No, it wasn't yellow there. I mean, you gave me the call at about 9 o'clock this morning telling me the parking lot was full.
1-1 pitch. That should be low and outside for 2-1. Wind kicking up a little bit.
Yeah, I think the wind switched a little bit. Oh, high.
2-1 pitch, high and inside, 3-1. So Wood well ahead here and can kind of pick his spot, maybe look for a fastball.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Anything else you let go. The 3-1 pitch indeed is a fastball hit. That's gone. A line drive home run. And that ball didn't get 15 feet in the air. Pretty much the straightaway center fielder. And Christian Wood with a two-run homer, and the TR fans with something to cheer about.
Well, he couldn't do it on the mound, but he does it at the plate, and that makes Christian feel a whole lot better with that two-run shot that definitely gets TR back into this game. They now trail at 7-4 as they have put up a three spot in the top of the third and still batting.
And I don't know if you saw what kind of pitch it was.
It was a fastball for sure.
And it was a little bit on the outside.
And he took it.
And I guess with those bats today, I mean,
yeah.
Just sort of bat on ball. And that was a screamer. That was out of here in about 2.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Phil Antonotti now will be the batter.
As we mentioned, quite a few fans out here in the outfield, yeah. And they're four or five or six deep, and that just missed the baby carriage, you know, as you said.
Now here's a base hit for Antonotti. Same spot, by the way. Basically right center, a little bit to right center.
Right.
And all of a sudden, a couple of hard hit balls here by Toms River.
Tyler Avalone now will get his first at-bat as
correct.
He was a defensive replacement. Pete Avalone's son. Manager of TR.
First pitch is low.
These kids from Toms River, there is no quit in these kids. They have come back to win games.
Yeah, they've been very resilient.
Throughout this tournament.
Avalone takes a pitch high for 2-0, and the pitch count is 67 for Gallagher. So
you would have to believe maybe one more after this,
yeah.
Depending on how it goes.
Well, that one looked a little high, but Gallagher got the benefit of the call there.
So fans, no different on any level.
As yeah.
The
come on, Blue.
Come on, Blue. Crying for help. Oh.
Well,
that one was good.
Yeah, that one was good.
That was right down the middle there.
Not a big strike zone because Avalon's a little guy, and he crouches a little bit. There's not a ton of a strike zone there, but Gallagher finds it for the second straight pitch. That one low, and the count is full at 3-2.
Well, the runner will be off now as the ball crosses. 3-2, two out.
Right back to the pitcher. Gallagher tosses to the first baseman, covering for the easy out. But Toms River strikes with three runs in the top of the third inning to cut the Ocean City lead to 7-4. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the New Jersey State Little League Championships on the Shore Sports Network. From the sun-drenched Berkeley Township Little League Complex, we are giving you the finals of the Joe Graziano New Jersey State Little League Baseball Tournament. Ocean City with a 7-4 lead as they come to bat in the bottom of the third. And if Ocean City should hang on, these teams will come back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. A winner-take-all showdown to represent New Jersey in the Mid-Atlantic Regionals in Bristol, Connecticut. Should Toms River win today, they are the champions for the second time in 5 years and can make their travel plans for Bristol later in the week.
Has Ocean City been staying up here, Kevin?
No, they've been commuting.
They've been commuting.
You know, they have an
forth.
Easy commute because they're usually heading the opposite way in terms of traffic. You know,
yes, that's correct.
Coming up here for the
that
most part
correct.
To play at night when
yep.
most people are going. So it's been an easy commute for them. A couple of the teams did stay up. I think a couple of the teams in the Junior
North,
League tournament.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
By the way, the Junior League championship game is going on behind us. Parsippany Troy Hills against Erial.
Yeah, somebody leads it 10-1. I don't know who
I'm
is home.
I'm going to guess Par Troy because they are really good. Everyone said they would be the best team in the tournament. Toms River East was eliminated yesterday.
You are correct, Kevin.
Yeah.
Par Troy is winning that game 10-1.
That's a good little league. That's a very good little league.
That's in the bottom of the sixth right now. They started a half hour earlier than us.
Now, this should be Ginn, I believe, unless they've
Let's
subbed.
See.
I can't see
yeah.
nothing.
They do make a lot of stubs, so we're not making excuses. But
it looks like a different uniform number, Ed. I can't see it.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Is it on the board? It's not on the board.
No.
Right? No.
It looks like it looks like a three for the first number. Ball hit to the shortstop.
Nice play.
Boy,
wow.
That was a big-time play by Antonotti. And the batter was number three. Okay.
Yep.
So that was Jake McKenna.
Well, Antonotti, as he came in, picked it up on the grass and then fumbled it up in the air, picked it up, and threw a strike to Wood at first to get the out by about a half a step.
Another pinch hitter or new player, Nick Troiano, now steps in.
First time that TR has retired the first batter of an inning.
That's a good point, Ed.
Yeah. It's always good to get that first out in that whatever inning you're in.
Yep. So DeRosa's job is to keep it right here.
All right.
Keep it at 7-4 and allow Toms River to just keep chipping away here.
Yeah, I would think Toms River's got some more runs in them for sure. They've got three more chances.
One fouled off, so Troiano falls behind, or actually count as even at 2-2.
Beautiful day here. I know most of us probably be spending Sunday on the beach, Kevin. I know you would.
Yeah. Strike three.
Great
as Troiano goes down.
Nice off-speed curveball that time. And DeRose doing the job.
Now we're at the number nine spot. That would be Bowman, but I think they're going to pinch it again.
Change.
Again, you everyone has to play.
I think it's going to be Remet.
Now batting.
Yes, it is. Kev, Todd Remet.
Todd Remet.
Remet, they pronounce it.
Remet. I'll go with the PA announcer. He's been here all week.
Exactly. Boy, I'm glad we're not in that booth, by the way. Pretty crowded booth, right? I mean, not a whole lot of room. Looks like there's about seven people in there.
Listen, we have got the best seats in the house.
We do.
There's a ball hit to right field. That should be just foul. Line drive well hit, but it's foul.
You know what I find a little interesting, and it's, you know, you see some little league games here and there and watch them on ESPN, but no errors in this contest yet. For all the base runners we have,
that
shows the skill level and the fundamental skills of both teams. Oh. Bends that curveball high and inside, and Remet had a duck away.
By the way, we'll wait until we have a second. Swinging strike three.
Drops
ball
it.
Gets away, but the catcher Sino throws him out. That is a new rule. That on the drop third
there you
strike,
go. That's
throw
why.
The first.
That's why I'm going by. I was going by the old rule before.
We'll keep it right here as a good 1-2-3 inning that time for DeRose. That's a first one of those.
Yes.
And we're halfway through. We've played three and Ocean City with the 7-4 lead.